what's right. Fight for your life. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand and don't have to hide. If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I gotta be a man.
All right, give it a go.
Welcome, boys and girls, children of hopefully over the age of 18, to It's Not Horror, Okay? This will be our last episode for 2020, which has been a year, to say the least. I'm going to bring in our all-star cast. We just passed our one-year anniversary, and I heart these gentlemen to the moon and back again. So let's first bring in, all the way up from LA, he's sexy, he's knowledgeable, he's on every podcast on the network. What's going on, Mr. Venom?
Greetings and salutations, wrestling fans.
And now let's move on up to the smoke show. He comes from Michigan, and he's bald, and he loves the pussy. What's going on, Scotty?
What's going on? Ready to watch this ridiculous movie.
And we're going to head back down south to where he's, ooh, so spicy and hot. He is the man that's been banned from Facebook more than anyone probably in the world this year. What's going on, Virus?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad you keep coming back, Virus. Can you imagine what we'd do without you? And finally, he is the podcasting master. He is the king of Plex. He is one of my very, very closest best friends. Hey, Nudie.
Hi there, people. I must say, I love your intros, but you, Virus, man, I saw you respond to a thing on Twitter today, and it was a goddamn fucking vomit meme. Really, dude? Can you please stop with the vomit every 5 seconds? Is everything with you something gross? God damn, man. Like, I can't go anywhere on social media without seeing something of vomit from this guy. He's like a 10-year-old in a 50-year-old body. Like, God damn. Stop with the vomit already.
Why don't you tell him what I vomited to? Tell me that's worse.
It was a picture of Tom Byron posted a this is then, that was this is now thing, and it was a thing of Ron Jeremy sucking his dick, and then a picture of him in prison.
Oh my God.
Ron Jeremy, I put a vomit reactor, Ron Jeremy sucking his dick.
I can't go anywhere without seeing this fucking guy's post, and it's always vomit or snots coming out of a nose or bugs coming out of ears. It's like, it's unbelievable. He's like a 3-year-old. I can't take it. I'm gonna have to block him pretty soon because it's so fucking gross. I don't want to do it because he's my friend, but God damn. Can't deal with it.
It makes me so happy.
It's so gross.
I have tears in my eyes right now laughing.
I've been waiting all day to go on this rant.
I mean,
the first thing I see, I wake up, I check all my social medias, you know, I pop on Twitter and there it is. Why? Like, he can't do anything else.
I don't know why I love fucking that type of humor, man. I don't know
why. It's not even humor. It's just gross. What's funny about it?
Puke, shit, piss, snot, all of it. I love it. It's hilarious.
So gross.
It makes me laugh.
I think we can officially call Neo a boomer.
Yeah, whatever. Tell me whatever you want. I don't care. I don't care. That shit is gross.
So, and also I would like to add that Nudie brings the real talk. And finally, I am the basic white bitch of the show, Heather Powell. So today's game
follow
is
on a foul.
From Waterdown, Ontario, Canada. So today's movie is my pick, basically because Venom messaged me privately and told me how much he loves this movie. And that he was like, you know, he was going to act on the podcast, like he wasn't excited, but it's No Holds Bars, which I haven't seen since, I don't know, I was a child. So I have no idea what it's going to be like, but I thought it'd be good for jokes. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I guess, are we all queued up?
Yep.
Are we ready to start this bitch? All right.
No. Yes.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Here we go. Best time ever. You know, it could be worse. It could be vomit videos on loop.
No. He would come in his pants.
You know, this guy just died, huh? Last week.
Tommy Lister?
Yeah, right after we mentioned it.
Sad. Oh, I mean, Zeus in this. How could we go wrong?
All
the
right.
Minute we announced this movie, Zeus died.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Zeus.
He didn't want to hear our commentary?
He was like, no, no. We don't need to do this.
I'm not sure why the subtitles are in the middle of the screen.
Just to piss me off.
They're in the middle and in the bottom.
I hope it goes away.
Titles for this movie. Ripper.
Rip.
Ridiculous. I love it.
I think Venom would be much more happier if we watched The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke.
That reaction is how Neil feels when he sees his Twitter post in the morning.
It's just an amazing thing.
I don't understand why you don't find puke funny.
Because it's fucking gross. You really need to double your visits to your therapist. I'm just saying.
She fully supports.
Clearly it's not working.
When they filmed this, did they actually use a WWE crowd?
Probably.
Probably, it'd be cheaper.
And everyone wore blue shit instead of yellow.
I don't know why they didn't just call him Hulk Hogan.
Right.
It would have made more sense.
Well, this isn't a WWE movie, right? This was before, or is this actually a WWE movie?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's full of WWE superstars.
Look at Jesse Ventura wearing a fucking curtain strings over his head.
I want that.
Go ahead. Right there, Iron Mike Sharp.
Oh,
He was a heel for the longest time. But this movie was very, very hyped big time by WWE. They made Zeus show up on the WWE shows, and Hogan acted like he was scared of him, and they had a big giant pay-per-view. Like you paid to watch the movie on pay-per-view and then watch the match after the movie. So
it was Hogan
and I forget if it was Beefcake or somebody against Million Dollar Man and Zeus. So you can pay $49.99 or whatever to watch the movie and then the pay-per-view.
Hey, that Rachel. Nudie doesn't appreciate my puke and shit posts.
Jesus.
You don't appreciate him either?
When have I ever liked puke and all that?
Your husband's a nasty man.
He called me a nasty man.
He's a nasty man.
Yes.
Well, she said yes.
Yeah, I'm glad she agrees, because that's just something
disgusting.
Wrong.
Disgusting. Can't do puke.
Makes
who's
me
that
laugh
guy at? In the chair, the main guy? I know that
he's,
actor, but...
He's one of those guys.
Yeah, he's one of those character actors, like I see him in everything.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah, he's in everything. I'll bring up his name in a second. I should have brought it up earlier, because there's probably a lot of good trivia for this movie.
Wasn't Iron Mike Sharp in Demolition?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
No
Demolition.
David Paymer, I believe his name is.
Yeah, the guy in the chair is Kurt Fuller.
Yes,
but the other other guy is David Paymer.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna Hulk out, or I mean rip out.
Oh God. When would Hulk Hogan have ever fought Iron Mike Sharp?
Oh, they do. He did on TV and stuff during the Saturdays when they used to have the jobbers on TV all the time.
Yeah, I remember that, but I just don't remember Hogan wrestling those guys, because I remember him being a champ from like 82, 83?
Oh, actually, that's not even Iron Mike Sharp. That is the Demolition guy.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Eady. Yeah, that's
Mike Sharp wore one of those things on his arm.
Yeah, that's Axe.
Yeah.
And now that I see a close-up of his face. But I think Iron Mike Sharp is in this, but...
I believe it.
I love how he's doing his exact same Hulkamania moves as the Ripper.
I love that Venom knows who Iron Mike Sharp is.
Hey, 80s wrestling, I could talk all day.
And why don't you like this?
Huh? I don't know, man.
It's full of 80s wrestlers.
And the whole thing's 80s wrestling.
Yeah.
I think by 89, I just became that douchebag teenager that, you know, was too cool for wrestling.
Man, right? There's a lot of character actors in this, huh?
Yeah.
There's a lot of recognizable faces.
David Payne was in Night of the Creeps.
Yeah.
You mean you're becoming like me and Willis when it comes to WWE now?
Who, me?
Yeah, but you were like that then? That's how we are now?
Oh, I mean, I pretty much gave up on WWE right around when Vince bought everybody. Because I literally noticed a drop in, like, how good the matches were. As soon as Vince bought ECW and then WCW, and there was no competition, you notice a drop in quality instantly, and I fucking hated that. And UFC was starting to get popular right around that time, so it just it was the most what do you call it? It was the transition that made the most sense for me. So
sure.
And ultimately, you know, I went from watching, you know, one set of guys in Speedos wrestling to another set of guys in Speedos wrestling. But the mere fact that I know these guys are actually fighting and legitimately beating the shit out of each other, yeah, it just makes it a little bit more. The whole soap opera angle kind of went flat for me. You know what I mean? Like, I will fully admit the Attitude Era in the 90s, I was way into it. Like, I got back into wrestling when I went to college in Pittsburgh. And when I met Mrs. Venom, yeah, we were all just, and the roommates that I had, we were all watching wrestling. But yeah, right around 2000, when Vince bought everybody, I was done. Yeah. And I never went back. I don't know. I just
when
never.
When WCW killed wrestling?
Well, Vince buying everybody killed wrestling. When WCW was around, at least it forced Monday Night Raw to put their best shit forward because they had competition. They knew that people could change a channel easily. Once he bought everybody, there's no competition. It's like, well, fuck, I can put my jobbers out there and start calling them, you know, A-plus faces. And it just, I don't know, didn't work for me.
Mm.
It just got dull anyway.
And
that was right around the same time that The Undertaker kind of abandoned his original persona and did the American Badass thing, which I fucking hated. I fucking hate it.
It was bad.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it now. What's funny is I like the way, because, you know, in real life, he kind of, you know, is the American Badass. He dresses like a biker. He is a biker. So it's like watching him now, you know, knowing that that's actually him, I appreciate it more. But, yeah, at the time, I just, and plus he used that goddamn Kid Rock song, which I fucking hate.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're watching a movie.
No, Kurt, The Undertaker... He pissed me off after he did his gimmick turned into a Kiss reunion gimmick. He's supposed to retire like five fucking times, dude.
Right.
His last match, like the fucking Kiss tour. It's like the Aussie tour.
He should have retired a long time ago. Unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
He dragged it out longer than needed.
Well, ultimately, what fighter retires at the right time?
Truth.
Yeah, they
unless
either
they die.
They die young, or they fight, or they're Jake the Snake. So you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, right.
So you know, I hate seeing that. I love Jake the Snake, but I don't want to ever watch him wrestle again, ever. That's like watching my grandfather wrestle. There's no appeal to that. I'd rather watch bum fights.
Yeah, I say it's pretty much just a manager now.
Yeah, it's like watching Chris Jericho wrestle now.
Oh my God.
He's got like COPD now. Jake Snake does.
Oh, wait. So
he's sick.
Yeah, I have that.
He's on that AEW. He's not really wrestling anymore.
Good. They're gonna do lines of coke off of Hulk Hogan's face. Look at that.
Yeah, the party's just getting started.
Laughing coke.
A real American.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a real American. Well, I'll give you that.
Even Rip has a price.
Let's rip a line.
Oh my god, I love the dramaticness. It's amazing.
He's got a statue of his head in the back of him. I never noticed that before.
You guys will all have a statue of yourself in your house? I did.
Sure do.
I'm going to get one now.
I mean, of course Smoke Show does.
I'm going to get one of Heather and I'm going to drill a big hole in the mouth.
Oh, God.
Don't really put a hole there. I want it. Like, want to get something out of it.
So you your mouth's always open in all your pictures. So
yeah, but
it's not
I want it. In my don't just giving it in my mouth, Neil. This isn't a fucking player one game. All right. Not boys. So you better bring it.
I like how Hogan's dressed. It's hilarious.
He's dressed like Hogan.
Hogan definitely walk around.
There's a Down syndrome gang here of kids a while back. And they all dressed like Hulk Hogan, kind of, except for they wore camo pants. And they're like four or five Down syndrome kids that would walk around all tough, eat at Taco Cabana all the time.
Oh my God.
And they all looked like Hulk Hogan.
Describing yourself.
I'm afraid where he's going. Yeah, I'm afraid what he's going to say next.
Nothing. I'm just telling you, dude. They'd walk around nunchucks and shit.
Oh my, come on. Who allows this?
I'm just in Albuquerque, New Mexico, man. You've never been here, obviously.
Allowing a gang of Down syndrome kids to walk around the street.
I played that game. How many Down syndrome kids can you beat up?
Oh, my God.
I think I got to 7, and then they took me down.
Did you get the Corky Casanelli yet?
Casanelli?
not one. They're strong. Their heads are thick.
Oh, no, my God.
Can't fucking...
They got thick necks. They're hard to knock out. Yep.
Dear Lord, what do we do?
I hate this show.
They usually see it come every fucking 2 weeks.
And they usually walk around with a pocket full of pennies. Because most Down syndrome guys I know like to lick pennies.
Oh, ew.
You guys still use pennies?
Yeah, there's still a thing here.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Look at Hogan.
What do you want to do with your life?
Almost roided out. Almost roided out. I mean, he's on roids, but...
He looks like he's wearing a weight belt.
So he kind of does, yeah.
Corset. Weight belt. What did Bubba the Love Sponge say about Hogan's penis? His wife? Say about Hogan's penis?
He's going to rip it out.
Thermos-sized, Heather. Thermos-sized.
Oh no!
Steroids.
You want to fuck with me?
Let me tell you something, here, brother.
The shoes match. That's a spectacular outfit.
I love it. I love the line delivery in this. It's amazing.
These subtitles are terrible.
Yeah, like the like frozen on the screen.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I could still hear it.
Choke him out, Hogan.
What's going on?
Uh-oh. Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love when the subtitles are fucked up.
Oh, no.
He's hulking out.
He's
Why is he swerving?
What's the? He's got the power legs.
It's all that inertia that Hogan's creating.
Wow!
Look out.
Yeah. Somebody's obviously hitting that with a pipe from the inside.
Yeah.
I was say that is not boot print.
Jesus!
His boot print's got a heel in it.
Oh no! He's destroying the whole demo.
He's destroying the bar, Heather.
Oh, no. Heather's favorite place. No.
Right? I know. My God, no. Don't hurt the bar.
I like this swanky fucking 1980s fucking blowjob saxophone music.
Right?
Yeah, dude.
This is amazing. Good job, Heather.
He's like, yeah. And it gets faster. The blowjob gets faster.
So fast that they puke on you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I like it when they puke on me.
You guys gonna beat him up? Is that what's happening?
I don't remember this scene.
I don't remember any of this. Oh my god, yes.
Yes.
Oh, what did... How did you jump? What the fuck was that?
Oh my god.
Now he's the Incredible Hulk Hogan.
So stupid. Love it.
You're right,
man. Oh, man.
That move wouldn't stop nobody.
Nice job, though, fighting in heels.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's almost like he's fighting a gang of Down syndrome guys. I can't fight.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
This is amazing.
Driver.
Best movie ever.
Oh no. Well, I will say this is better than the short circuit already.
Funny.
These subtitles are way off. I guess I gotta have to fix that.
It's all right. We don't really need to know what.
Yeah,
saying.
We don't need
it.
I could still hear it.
Before the dialogue.
It's like 5 minutes ahead of what's supposed to be right now. That's why it's stuck on the screen.
I'm just glad we had that awesome soundtrack.
It's so fitting for the fight.
This is even better. Wait till you hear this set. Wait till you see this dialogue, Heather.
What's that smell? That's all I see.
Yeah, wait.
Oh!
Oh, no!
Ew!
Fake poo.
It's Dookie.
What?
What the fuck?
Oh my god, that's amazing.
That android, it has poo poo.
That's Vince McMahon's fucking toilet humor right there. Venom must be loving. I mean, Android must be loving this.
Android's just mad he didn't come up with that. He's making notes right now.
I'm just waiting for Nudie to get with the program.
Nope, not gonna happen.
Dookie.
Hey, look, it's Heather Langenkamp if she was pretty.
Oh.
Joan Severance.
Throwing grenades.
She has many of them Skinemax movies available out there. Very hot.
Even better.
Yeah, she's very hot. She was in one of my favorite shows in the 80s called The Wise Guy with Ken Wall.
If anybody ever saw that. Yeah.
Yup, sadly.
Yep. Well, you sadly. That show is great.
Yeah, great. That's one word you could use, yeah.
It's an 80s show, man.
I love how he's staring at her. Holy fuck, it's amazing.
He's eating her right now.
Yeah, he's like, let me rape you with my eyes.
At one point, he was biting his thumb.
Look at those eyes. Beautiful.
And now he's thinking of all the naughty things they're doing.
Uh-huh.
He's like, my thoughts are you girl bent over the table.
Oh, I just saw Nudie's angry react on Twitter. God damn it!
Ooh. Yes, you do.
Of course.
She's
Uh-oh, Hogan's got a date.
Must be his first one ever. Why was he so surprised?
He's like, holy shit, my cockiness worked.
He's like, so I can't suplex her. I can't.
Or he can suplex her.
She wants to meet more like me.
Oh my god, look at this suit.
Him to do the leg drop on her.
I love it. This all white suit. It's amazing.
Well, apparently he's not on his period.
She must be, I guess, then, huh? By that logic.
Yeah, she's all wearing all black.
She's mourning.
Yeah, she's mourning too. I was going out to dinner with Hulk Hogan.
She's mourning the lining of her uterus. That's why she's wearing that black outfit.
Yeah, don't recommend the quiche. Gross.
Uh-oh. He was mean to the kid. Uh-oh.
Ooh, I want some escargot.
Ew.
I fucking love snails. Nom, 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 nom.
Why am I not surprised?
I like alligator.
Alligator's
I like gator. Yeah, I like gator. Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake's good.
Mm-hmm. I haven't tried rattlesnake. I would like to. I'm one of those who'll try any food.
But you tried some Alabama black snake, huh?
You know I have.
Hey.
I took that bitch whole.
Can I just say, Hulk Hogan with going
was probably
bald,
bored bald?
No, going bald with holding on to long hair is completely infuriating. It's like, dude, just shave your fucking head already.
Right.
Valid. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I did because I had hair longer than his and I started going bald and I'm like, well, it's time to shave it.
You should make your hair like that instead, Scott.
You should.
Should I do the skullet?
Uh-huh. Yes, you totally should, please.
I'll make a website called Support the Skullet.
All the bitches will come crawling.
Yes. Well, smoke show will go up to a freaking bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Venom might know who Devin Townsend is, but
absolutely.
But before he used to have a band called Strapping Young Lad, yep. And his claim to fame is he had dreads with the fucking being bald. It was awesome.
Spectacular.
One of the best fucking bands I've seen live.
Oh, I mean, yeah, they are great. His new band is awesome. I saw them a couple years ago.
Oh yeah.
Hey, this looks like a bar that would be in Montrose.
I was gonna be like, didn't we go to a bar like that?
Pretty close. Fucking Hicktown,
no,
USA.
My average Saturday, like a tattoo, fucking mean.
Yeah, I want to get tattooed at a fucking bar. That's yes. Really safe.
That's very sanitary.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's alcohol there, so why not, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you get infected, just pour some vodka on it. You're all right.
Yeah, you're good.
Jesus.
We know it's not a Canadian bar because there's no moose.
It's fucking hilarious. I can't handle it. Oh my god! It's like it's a shitty bar from, but it's a worse bar from Republic Movie. It's Patrick Swayze. Roadhouse.
Oh, this is
the double douche.
The double D.
The gay bars across the street, she says.
Wow.
That's great. Give me
that. Wow.
God.
Who's this guy, Judy? The beard.
He looks like, the Butcher of Vashon, but I don't think it is.
No, that's, yeah. Butcher of Vashon would have been dead by now, right?
Yeah.
By 89,
that's,
yeah.
That's,
he does look familiar, though.
That one is Stan Hansen, the guy in the back there. Right there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
How?
Oh, fuck. I love the biting.
Arr.
Arr.
Hey, that's cheating. Hey, cheat in wrestling? Jeez.
No, of course not.
No.
Cheating is frowned upon in wrestling.
This guy's my favorite.
What
look at that
fuck?
Outfit.
Man, that is an amazing outfit.
Scott, what are you doing there?
That's Stan Hansen.
Say, that's, remember when you came to visit me? That's what I wore to go to Gremlins.
That's right. You were like, I got my outfit on.
We're going to be styling and profiling all night long, Heather.
Oh, look, spit.
Yeah.
Poo-poo.
Somebody shit on a shoe.
Stan Hansen fucking punched Vader's eyeball out.
What rules? I love it.
That's awesome.
I would go to the bar.
Right?
I totally would go to the
bar. Oh, the beer's probably cheap.
Hilarious. Yeah.
And so are the women, probably.
Right?
So, yeah.
Got midgets.
Hey, is that Tyrion Lannister?
Ha! It's Wee Man. It's always Wee Man. Every midget ever is Wee Man.
That's so true.
Did you see that Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O are in the hospital 2 days into filming Jackass number 4?
Well, they're like 50 now. No shit.
I know.
What the fuck are you doing? They should just call Jackass 5 suicide.
Right?
Cardiac arrest is what.
And then hopefully the series will finally be done.
There you go, Smoke Show. I put that in the chat for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. What chat? Facebook chat or the Skype chat?
It's not puke. It's not shit. Don't worry.
He didn't say pee.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What did he put in the chat?
That is totally me in like another 10 years.
Oh, it must have been in Facebook.
Yeah.
Chat.
Yeah, look in the Facebook chat, Heather.
Oh, look.
Aw, it is Scotty.
Right?
Aw, Scotty.
I look like a
guy that keeps freaking out the entire time.
Hey. What's the other hanging?
Android, if you just dyed my hair red, I'd be fucking pickles.
Yeah, there you go.
Pickles.
It wasn't this guy. Fuck, what was he in?
Which one?
The one that's, like, the evil dude. He was in some role. Was he the one in The Wedding Singer that, like, insulted Adam Sandler?
He's been in everything. But I told you, he's one of those guys.
The guy that just got thrown out, his name is Jose Leduc.
Oh.
He was kinda.
Damn.
I got a semi-list of all the wrestlers that were in here.
Where do I go to bleed the old lizard? That's a good one.
Gross.
I don't think you want to bleed the old lizard.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Do you remember?
It's going to be fucking disgusting.
Then,
I hope
do
so.
You remember the Duke of Dorchester?
Vaguely,
yeah.
Yes.
He's in this movie. Pete Doherty. God. Pete Doherty, the Duke of Dorchester.
Wow.
One of the most famous jobbers from Massachusetts.
Let's see, this guy, Heather, Kurt Fuller, was in Ghostbusters 2, Anger Management. He's in everything, like they said.
Yeah, he's a big character.
Isn't he in The Burbs as well?
No.
Ew. Look at the Angry Bathroom. I'm gonna take a
bath in that.
You know it's sanitary when they have a trough.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Oh, and there's a random dog, randomly.
Hey, well, you gotta guard the trough.
Who dog?
Might
cool
steal
boy,
my
though.
Pee.
That's a good puppers.
That's a cool puppy right there. He's like, I bet you they don't wash their hands. It's probably where COVID came from.
Don't stand right next to him, you
right,
fucking
right, you're in a
fruit.
Fucking trough. You have all this space.
Move over.
Wayne's World.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking, Wayne's World.
No. They're going to be trashing them, and they're going to turn around, and shit's going down.
It's like Heather's seen a movie before.
I know.
Like
I
Running
know.
Man,
guys,
all kinds of shit.
Oh, my God.
Where's the puppy?
Stan Hansen.
Oh, my God.
If this was in the other movie, this would be a rape scene.
Right?
Yeah, do it!
Oh, God.
Teeny wing.
the fuck is up with the dialogue of this movie?
The dialogue is amazing.
Holy shit.
It's Vince McMahon humor.
My
he
God.
He wouldn't beat their asses because they got small dicks.
Venom's going to rate this. I mean, I keep confusing the two. Virus is going to rate this a 10.
Because
piss, shit, vomit jokes, all these stupid peewees.
Right up there.
Oh, yeah, this is his level. 10 out of 10.
It's no slaughtered vomit dolls, but
by the end of the movie, be like, "Hey, Rage, this movie's a 10 out of 10. They're laughing at me."
You're going to tune on my new episode of Android Vision.
And she's gonna be like, "They should laugh at you. You're stupid."
You got her. You got that down.
Are we ignoring the fact that they're calling this the Battle of the Tough Guys? Really?
Oh, yes.
Are you fucking joking?
I love it.
Battle of the Tough Guys. Wow.
Good lord, this dialogue. Oh my god.
Battle of the Tough Guys.
I wonder if they trademarked it.
Vince McMahon
better
did.
That's genius.
I'm surprised McMahon never had a Battle of Tough Guys pay-per-view. Well, he did Tough Enough.
He did that boxing one.
The Brawl for All.
Yeah. Remember, no, the real boxing?
Yeah, the Brawl for All.
Yeah.
Brock Chisler.
Brock Chisler.
Brock Chisler?
Oh,
this is amazing.
What are they fucking...
Klondike Kramer?
Jesus.
Oh my god.
There he is. The Duke of Dorchester, right there.
Wow.
I love it.
This is amazing.
That guy was on a staple of Saturday morning TV for me. I don't think he ever won a match.
Teeny wangers.
Teeny.
At least they brush your teeth, bitch.
Right? God.
Jesus. The history? Really? We couldn't come up with a name, so we called it this.
Heather, I just gotta say thank you.
And you could tell Vince McMahon probably came up with these names because he grew up on the Little Rascals. These are like fucking guys' names from 1920s, 30s, bad guy names. Fucking enough already with that guy.
I totally believe he wrote himself in that character having all his guests named.
Oh, this is amazing. Oh my god. Venom, you're having a good time. Admit it.
You might hear a single gunshot real soon.
I can't believe you can shoot your laptop with a computer. They're all
white trash.
Yeah, where's the inclusion, man? It's a bunch of white people fighting.
No, not now.
There we go. That's why he's here. Racial equality.
That's right.
Now you all in trouble.
Catch. Fuck.
He just came in his pants.
I know, he's like...
Hey, Dookie on tap.
He's got pre-cum.
Oh, no. And such respect for women.
Oh.
Fuck.
Who are you looking at there, buddy? Fix your eyes.
What's above his eye there? Is that a scar?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Is he cross-eyed?
Yeah. He's cross-eyed in real life.
Yeah, tiny lizard.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah, he's got an eye like that.
This is the guy we were talking about that just died last week, Heather.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's Debo from Friday.
Oh, okay.
62
this is how
old.
he ran in the ring too, just like this. He acted just like this when he was in the real wrestling.
Didn't he show up in a stint in WCW too for a little while?
Yeah, he did. He made a return to go back after Hulk Hogan for like one time or something.
I love the giant unibrow that gave him in this.
They were bringing everybody back.
You know he got bullied in school and then got really fucking jacked. Like, totally.
Yeah.
See, bullies, this is what happens.
This is what happens.
This is how supervillains get created.
He didn't even get paid for this movie that much. They just told him, you get to beat up a bunch of white dudes. I'd do it for free.
Like, I'm not a bitch, I'm in.
Damn, bitch slap.
Oh, no.
Duke!
It's even like the whole ring stuff with people catching them on the outside.
Man, that battle of tough guys competition.
Look at that TV. Wow.
The movie was produced by Hogan and Vince McMahon, distributed by New Line. When the first draft was turned in, Hogan and McMahon didn't like it, so they checked into a hotel and stayed up for 72 hours rewriting the script together.
Oh my god!
Wow. Totally. Yeah. That makes so much more sense now.
Scott
right?
Fucking
told you it was Vince McMahon humor.
Hogan's and McMahon's fucking ego all over this.
Yep. Gee, I wonder if Hogan wins at the end. Hmm.
No, he dies.
Ah! That's the only thing that would make me happy.
So to promote the movie, Tom Lister was brought in as into the WWE as Zeus. He said he was angry about losing in the movie and said he could beat Hogan in real life. The problem was he was not a real wrestler. He wrestled three matches, a tag match with Randy Savage versus Hulk Hogan and Beefcake at SummerSlam, an eight-man tag where he was eliminated by DQ. And then Vince knew the movie was a bust and wouldn't sell on pay-per-view by itself, so he sold it as a no-holds-barred The Match, the movie, which was a steel cage match between Hogan and Beefcake against Savage and Zeus. Rumors said No Holds Barred has been a success. The main event for WrestleMania would have been Hogan versus Zeus. It bombed.
Well, wow. Thank God he had Randy Savage working with him. That probably made the match somewhat tolerable.
Right.
Right.
By the guy... the guy on the floor, the hair that he pulled out, Stan Hansen. Stan Hansen was like a legit fucking tough guy. He would have beat Zeus's ass in real life.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
He was like the enforcer in wrestling before The Undertaker became one.
Yeah.
Was that a mouth fart? What the hell was that?
That was how it sounds like when I jack off. It's like, oh,
sports. Jesus. Hang on a sec. I'll be right back, guys. Sorry. Hold on.
Oh, you don't want to miss this.
Oh. I don't. No, give me just two. Just 1 minute. Hang on.
Hopefully there's no.
Oh, he's going to have sex. That's what's happening.
Well, he got turned on from all that pee and poo and vomit.
Yep. He's got to get it taken care of.
The battle of the tough guy. I hope I really get to join that.
Heather, you're going to be in the battle of the tough women.
No. Oh, no.
No, you'll be in the Battle of the Canadians.
Your grotesque show. Oh, my God, I swear, this is like Vince's actual mail that he gets from parents. He's like, I'm a hero. 72 hours up in a hotel room. Oh, my God.
Coked out of their mind.
Fucking yep. For sure. Oh, my God.
This explains the dialogue so much.
Oh, that's funny. It says there's a rumor that the small headbanger in the cage was a young Peter Dinklage. And it says it's not him. That's funny that Scott made that joke.
That is great. Oh, my God.
What'd I miss?
Nothing.
Oh, just a little factoid that... that he brought up.
A little factoid.
Plug wrench.
A little, yeah.
Oh, now he has, like, a better outfit.
Well, now he's made for TV.
Well, it's the second week of the Battle of the Tough Guys, so you gotta get more serious.
Now they're throwing it in a warehouse. Yep, this is definitely WWE.
Oh, shit, this is like a Street Fighter level. What the hell is this?
And the fire behind them, I love it.
Freddy Krueger better show up.
This is like the matches that go out of the ring.
Looks like a bad guy from The Running Man.
The guy with the lug wrench the guy who played Bane in Batman and Robin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jeep Swenson. Rest in peace.
Not one steroid was used making this movie. I'm just letting you guys know.
Yeah, a lot of steroids were used making this movie. You're right.
What are you talking about?
They were probably painting steroids.
He died at 40 years old, so he was probably steroids and shit that killed him.
Yep. Fuck. Zeus doesn't have ideas. You think there's a brain in there?
Watching Bird Boys.
Ugh.
Wow, what a great script. Man.
This is Oscar worthy.
You guys need to watch, I'll have to find a clip and send it to you guys later, but the Iron Sheik going off on Hulk Hogan on the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He goes off on Hulk Hogan all the time.
That was funny. Oh,
great.
He hates Hogan.
I love that he's on a kick of making fun of that weird French cartoon. Do you follow his Instagram? It's fucking hysterical. Yeah. Oh, what's that French cartoon that he's been making fun of lately? It starts with a C. That little bald... It almost looks like French Charlie Brown.
Well, look
it up. Go to Iron Sheik's Instagram or Twitter. You'll see it. He's been raging.
Kalaloo.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been just raging on that lately, and people have been putting up pictures of him, like, putting the character in, like, figure fours and the camel clutch and everything. It's awesome.
Kalaloo.
You guys recognize the brother?
I don't know. Familiar. The subtitles are in the way.
And this is the outfit he goes out in. I love it.
Okay, yeah, you're not tank top ready there, buddy. Hogan is tank top ready. You are not. Oh, who is he? You didn't answer the question.
Well, I was waiting to see if you recognize him. His name is Mark Pellegrino. He played Satan on the Supernatural series. He was in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, nice.
Mulholland Drive. He's been on a ton of shit. Another character actor that you would see like everywhere. Now that you know who he is. Yeah. If there was a show, he was in it.
Of course, that's a
nice sports
diner.
Bra. I like Hogan's sports bra. It's nice.
I know, they're great. Sexy.
He was in Death Wish 4 as a
I
one
want
of the
that
punks.
Outfit. Heather, should I wear that on my next date?
No.
That exact outfit, actually.
Prayer of the Roller Boys, Lethal Weapon 3. So he's been in a ton of shit.
She is a whole lot of woman, that waitress.
Yeah, that outfit says, I'm here to fuck, right, Heather?
Oh, no. It's a robbery, of course.
Oh.
Why not a robbery at a cafe? Diners.
That's where all the big money is.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's rob a cafe diner. That's a good
fuck
thing.
Fuck yeah, not a
bank.
Could you imagine Hogan and...
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Big man.
It's amazing.
Right in this scene.
In the meantime.
Hogan and Man right in this scene. You know what the crowd's going to think about this, brother? They're going to see me beating these guys up, and I'm going to get this chick all wet, man.
Okay, so who do you think wrote this part, Hogan or Vince?
Hogan,
for sure.
I mean, how can you even read this on the page and take it seriously? You throw a series of pies at an attempted robber.
Yeah, a guy with a gun.
With a gun who doesn't shoot at you. Oh, brilliant! And
a robbery at a diner.
Oh, Vince, you're a genius. Pass the coke.
And we'll play the Monday Night Football song.
Oh, God.
Where's his...
I'm only
and
making
why is Hogan movie? Always so sweaty?
Well,
it's a lot
and
of
he's
work
always
diner and beating people up.
Always in wrestling gear.
Oh yeah,
I'm always in wrestling gear. Arms always wet looking.
Sadie, you okay?
She's all wet and shit.
All the ladies are wet.
I thought she called him Hulk for a second.
That's my man.
Look at her.
Yeah, they're walking.
Hey, look, there's Willis's dad in the background.
We were just being robbed for no reason, but let's cheer this guy on. Yeah.
I'm screenshotting putting Willis's face on that guy clapping right behind
him. As these people are clapping, the robbers are outside shooting someone.
Right.
At that point, she fell in love.
She's like, fuck him. So
suddenly, my panties were wet.
Suddenly, I'm off my period.
Well, she was wearing beige pants, so she might just be at the tail end of it spotting, Scott. Just some spotting.
It's good observation there, Android. Good observation.
Up when they have their period, Android, there's things called tampons. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but
not in the '80s, Heather. Geez.
No, oh, he puts them in. He uses them as tea bags.
Heather, my mom always taught me that putas wore tampons.
What?
I don't know what a puta is.
That's terrible.
You just realized that? I apologize after every show that I introduce you to this guy.
Oh, they have sheep between them.
Rachel, Neil, sorry, he knows me. He should be.
I feel. Just kidding, Android.
No, he knows we love him, even though he's a gross, disgusting person.
She is pretty.
Uh-huh. And she's got what she needs, too.
Are they splitting the bed in half with a fucking hanging sheet?
Yeah.
With a roll of toilet paper. He used a roll of toilet paper, too.
But it's a gimmicked bed, so you'll see.
Oh, my God.
Penises can't cross that linen border.
I would say, talk to some Mormons. They'll just cut a hole in the sheet.
Right.
That's Jewish, dude.
Oh.
It's Hasidic Jews. Yeah, because they can't take their... They can't
that's
be
right.
Naked.
Okay. I got him confused.
Oh,
that's right.
He has a bra on. Oh, he has short shorts on.
Oh,
like,
man.
So does Hogan. Ah.
Hogan in short shorts? Now I'm fucking hard as a rock.
Damn it.
I like the initiative.
What?
Oh, my God. Have another thing.
You like my tie-dye shirt?
Just turn off the lights, you can still see everything.
Stupid fucking haircut.
Oh my god, I can't believe they have it split like that. That is the funniest shit I've seen.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't go out on dates because I'm a prude.
Blah, 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 blah. No one called you beautiful, bitch.
I'm very busy and I don't have time for that. That's not true. You always have time for cock.
You would think.
Listen to Heather. Heather knows.
I'm busy too, and I make time for cock.
I know people who would skip a meal for that shit.
Right?
That is totally the quote of the show. You always have time for the cock.
That's right. So do you, guys.
I know I do. I always have time for the cock.
It'd be funny if he just slid his dick underneath the fucking sheet.
Hello.
Just underneath
just
the curtain.
To say hi.
He's a peekaboo.
Mr. Winky. Yeah, just give it a voice like, hello.
Oh, look, why is it got to be? What the hell?
What the? Is he whacking off?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's going to be working out. She's going to
be course.
Jerking off.
Yeah. She's all, I just got a peek what he's doing.
Of course.
You ain't.
She's jacking it. Oh, it's like balls.
What?
Oh.
Of course he's doing fucking push-ups. My God.
Wow. This is
what?
So...
On God's green earth is the bed shaking.
Because his legs are vibrating.
His feet are on it, yeah.
No, that's not how physics works.
She's trying the vibrator.
Oh, wait, her legs are at the sheets now. Uh-oh.
I mean, hell, when I whack off, I don't even make the bed shake like that.
When you're married.
Well, you have to have a dick to do that.
I do. I get a plastic one, and I stick it in, and then boom.
What?
He's up, ready to go. Time to take his roids.
He doesn't sleep, or what?
No, too many roids.
With those nice, sexy short... What is it? What is he wearing? Briefs?
It looks like
oh my god.
Oh.
Oh no.
Whoops.
So scandalous.
Wow.
You're just a regular East. You're just a regular East Germany.
You film bigger walls than I ever did.
I guarantee he has no idea what that statement means.
Mm-mm.
He read it off the page.
Yeah. Vince McMahon, all right, we're going to do a reference to East Germany and the wall falling. Okay, Vince.
Conniving.
I don't have a pussy and you do.
Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
And know how to use it, lady, alright?
You can't do me one lousy favor.
You can't allow yourself to be sexually assaulted for me? What kind of employee are you?
Yeah, it is the 80s, damn it.
Oh, and beating women. Oh! Man, this movie's all about this shit.
Wow. That is definitely
not at all.
Who wrote that? Vince or Hogan?
Oh, that's definitely Vince.
Yeah, yeah.
Gay jokes.
The close up. Oh,
Linda McMahon looks like she could take a punch.
Yeah, she's probably throwing them back, too.
Well, his daughter, Stephanie McMahon, can take Macho Man Randy Savage's dick, so, you know, there you have it.
Oh, wow. Look at this tender moment between, huh? Oh, no.
Oh, look, he's trying to act. It's adorable.
Real pissed now.
Hey, you never seen the Nanny movie he was in?
I've never seen a
Mr.
Hulk
Nanny
Hogan.
Nanny was in it,
sir.
Is that called?
Hulk Hogan was in a movie.
The Nanny?
Called The Nanny or some shit.
Oh, was it Mr. Nanny?
Mr. Nanny, yeah.
I don't know.
Something
puts
like
his
that.
He puts in his hands around her like he's
for the cock. Heather Powell. Thank you, Nudie. That is my quote. I like it.
That's your code.
True. Any chick that says otherwise is straight is lying.
Wait, did you post this in the page or something?
No, he posted in the not. Yeah, it's not horror. Facebook group. No, he posted it on my Facebook page so my dad could see.
Oh,
yeah.
So.
I want our dad to see it.
That'd be a good conversation for me and him to have tomorrow.
God damn,
how many miles a dick have you actually taken, Heather?
Well, I didn't know if it was in the chat or not. I wasn't thinking you put it on her
page.
Oh, wow. I know you know
dear.
Better than that.
Oh, no, he's just kissing her on the cheek. Wow.
Oh, look at him seducing her and sexually assaulting her at the same time.
She gave
him
a kiss.
He has him in. This is the worst kissing I've ever seen. It's like two 13-year-olds making out.
Next thing you know, they're going to do Eskimo kisses.
God's sake.
Yeah, you already got that on the chat with me, Heather.
What, Eskimo kisses?
No, 13-year-olds making out. Like, I was making out like a 13-year-old.
Well, I like that. I thought that was beautiful between you and your wife.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she masturbated for weeks.
For weeks? I still watch the video.
There you have it.
To her phone and watches it every day.
Every day. Multiple times a day. And now I'm going to add this to my video watch.
Now he's missing half of his eyebrow. That didn't happen
Heather, do
before.
You need a mop for the floor?
With that intense kissing scene between her and Hulk Hogan. Oh, man.
Yeah, might need to go get a mop.
Sploosh.
And the panties are soaked.
Who drives a Hummer? Oh, it's got to be Hogan's car.
The kids were allowed to try wrestling moves instead of not trying to get home.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Evil helicopter approaching.
He's going to shame him in front of all the kids.
Oh, no.
He's going to smack a couple kids around, because why not? You're smacking women around.
Smacking everybody around.
Right. Vince McMahon's like, yeah, how do we make a bad guy? We beat the shit out of everybody.
This movie is problematic.
Look at those clowns. Oh,
hey, look
wait,
at the
rainbow
on the side. Maybe he was an ally.
Somebody, Somebody put in the Dark Discussions podcast network or whatever on Facebook, why hasn't Tom Cancelled been canceled already, or Tom Cruise been canceled already? And I just made the comment of because canceling somebody's bitch made move, that's why. So I'm probably going to get kicked out of there, which is fine. I don't mind.
Told you to behave, didn't I?
Hey!
And like he's going to listen.
Yeah, I don't know, right?
I've been
a
good
boy. You do know who you added into the group, right?
Just don't say anything bad about Taylor Swift and you'll probably be fine.
I said one thing, but Nudie told me.
Yeah, he said she takes giant shits or something. I don't know. Because again, back to the poop.
I said she takes a linebacker size shits.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Why?
You say the funniest random shit sometimes.
Yeah, like that made no sense to the post. He just decided to post that.
I see Android's comments and I just go, why?
Oh man.
Rip, you see these kids around.
Here's the champion of the world. Oh, come on, Rip.
Come on, Rip.
Rip.
That little kid's all, don't be a pussy, Rip.
Rips, they're like the two guys staring at him. Fuck. He's like, in a couple of years, I'm going to turn into evil Hulk Hogan anyway.
Right, I'll be Hollywood Hogan.
Wow, he's a clown outfit.
He's a gay bad guy. Look, he's got the rainbow on his fucking helicopter.
He's an ally. No, he's an ally.
I don't think he's an ally. I think he takes it.
Jesus.
Don't stoop to his level, Rip.
No, he considers me a coward. Oh my god. I love his white outfits. So shiny.
You're a gentleman, Rip. You didn't bang that woman right away when you put the sheet up. You're a good guy.
Broke the bed and then told her, well, you put up bigger walls than I ever could. That's my favorite.
I'm real proud of you, Rip. You only tore one rotator cuff while try kissing her.
There was no sexual assault whatsoever. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Nice job gaslighting that bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
No! Not the laundry.
She's not ready for it. He fucking stretched her out the day before. She's completely swollen and sore.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm swollen and sore, but that's different.
Time. Man, what is the
She's all crying. She doesn't understand that it hurts when I wipe when I pee.
Ow.
Yeah, this is the guy. Just about
what this movie is showing is that the Undertaker stole the intro.
Oh, yeah.
Rip him.
He just tried to rape the girl, and he calls him crazy for trying to run him over with a bike.
I am the American badass.
You know,
this is the scene that got Hogan the job on Thunder in Paradise.
Yes.
Oh, we should watch episodes of Thunder.
No!
I'm just going to commit murder right now.
We need, for the next month, it's going to be Hogan month. We're going to do Suburban Commando, Thunder in Paradise, and Mr. Nanny.
You just have to do two episodes of Thunder in Paradise.
Wow, he just pulled a Sonny Bono on that guy.
Wasn't there a movie of Thunder in Paradise 2 with Hogan?
I don't know.
A pilot.
Oh, yeah.
It was
a pilot movie, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I remember.
We should do that.
I don't know why the fuck I'm telling you that, but yeah.
They had him wear a fucking toupee the whole time in it.
Yep, so Suburban Commando, Thunder in Paradise, and Mr. Nanny.
I don't
torture like Venom as much as possible.
Neil already kicked me off the show. I'm holding him to it. I'm holding him to it.
I don't think I could even do that, man.
I will admit, I have fun with Suburban Commando.
I would totally watch all the Hulk Hogan stuff, Scott. You and I can do it.
Let's do it, Heather.
Of it.
Yes, let's do it.
Nudie can join us. He'll have fun with it, too.
Oh, Fight Club.
I am all about this.
Kumite! Kumite!
I like how they have to have like fire and sparks everywhere.
Well, they didn't pay their power bill, so they got to light the place somehow. Rebar?
Let me scratch your back for you.
The other guy was lug wrench. This guy's a rebar.
I hope the next guy's pliers.
Pliers. Screwdriver.
I give you the clamps.
Screwdriver.
Yeah, hammer time.
That's too easy.
Flat screwdriver.
This guy is Giant Gustav Claude Umet. He was in X-Men Apocalypse. He died in 2019.
The hell's everybody running? Oh. I
didn't say much about him.
I love this guy so much. He's so funny.
This is so ridiculous. Oh my god.
Damn it.
Those are Rip's friends.
Oh no, it's a Rip fan.
We'll convert them all. Ha ha ha. Ha ha.
Rip's his brother.
Rip's his brother.
We're just here because we're scoping out the competition.
Look at his face. He's so dramatic all the time.
He is.
Oh.
What is what do you mean by he loves VIPs?
His delivery's hilarious. Oh my god.
Let us go.
We're going to do a flash dance.
So the cops are assisting in their kidnapping?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're implicit in it.
Good, good.
I mean, it's 80s. Anything goes.
I mean, it makes 100% sense.
I mean, honestly, in this movie so far, it's the thing that's made the most sense. So.
I'm gonna kill him right here.
What's your name,
oh,
bitch?
Oh, wow. He just likes to beat everybody up, doesn't he? Jesus. He's all about bitch smacking everyone. Randy and Rip.
Yes, Zeus. Oh, my God.
He just wears yellow in real life.
No. Oh, no.
Oh,
idiot.
Oh, noble.
Brother Randy is dead.
Look at that stupid
guy. Oh, my God.
That was some good breakdancing.
Choreography is amazing.
It's hard when there's one kid that can, like, try to do the fake falls and everyone else sucks. Oh, I love the face. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Just up again, came in his pants. They both came in their pants.
Yeah, I was like, I think I just came a little bit. Damn.
You think he ever just passes out just from hulking up so much?
Oh, no. Rip's pissed now.
And he's wearing the same outfit.
He's so mad he just ripped the door off.
What makes him think Zeus will be there? Oh, it's Zeus' gym. Why, okay.
Uh-huh. What the fuck is he saying?
Not what those subtitles said.
Nope, sure not.
I'm going to redo this whole movie before we release it, because that's terrible.
Jesus.
The worms are too good for you.
The worms are too good. You vomit if you eat meat.
What?
Well, if you eat a long one, Heather, sometimes you do kind of spit
it's
up
true.
A little.
Sometimes you got to really, like, relax the gag reflex.
Oh,
oh no! Oh, we broke the mirror.
Oh, now that's 7 years bad luck.
That's when they got that Ultimate Warrior gimmick when he was looking in the mirror, nudie in the WCW.
Oh, that's where
he supposedly cut himself when he did that scene.
I hope so.
Glad he's wearing black.
It's amazing David Paymer was in this movie. Hey.
Man, this Zeus guy has a pretty sick gym.
Right?
Used to be.
Oh, wow, he's really mad.
Oh, man, broke the TV.
Man, he's ripping everything apart. Rip is ripping.
He's tearing apart the fucking square circle.
Should have fucking ripped this fucking script up before he filmed the movie.
No, I'm glad they did, because this is entertaining as fuck.
Oh, bullseye, right in the camera.
Perfect shot.
Olympic javelin thrower Hulk Hogan.
With the fucking 45-pound bar weight.
Wow. Oh, man. Wow, his brother got beat up pretty bad. Oh, shit. And this is his hospital outfit.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is me mourning. It's
killing me.
This is me mourning for you, brother. I wear my other wrestling outfit.
Put on his black watch today.
Yeah. Oh. Listen here, brother. I'm very sorry what's happening to you.
It's a very Catholic move to put your fist in your fucking mouth like that.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
You know you wanted to take the bait.
Oh, how's everybody doing?
I don't know, Venom. How are you doing right now?
You know, a little bit of pain. What are you going to do? Hulk Hogan induced.
He's crying now. Oh my god, it's so emotional.
Oh, he's acting.
The tears. Oh my god.
Oh wow. They must have put some extra fucking car mix under his fucking eyelids for that one. Fucking those tears.
Put some green chili in his eyes.
My god.
Just a seed. Just one green chili seed will get you going, Nudie.
Hey Venom, are you high enough for this yet?
No, I don't think there's enough in California.
Are you high enough?
Oh, he's punching those fake fucking, those pumice stone bricks.
What is he going to do tied to a board in water? What the fuck is going on?
They're drowning him, Heather. That's what they're doing. This is how you put people out of your misery in the 80s. You drown them while they're tied to a board.
I feel like when Vince and fucking Hogan wrote this, they're like, man, this is going to be the next Rocky.
Right.
So fucking good. We're gonna have a whole franchise of these amazing.
We need our montage music.
Dude, they had it all fucking planned out in their fucking heads, and
they probably wrote the next two sequels.
Probably
somewhere. Same night.
Yeah.
Written on a hotel.
Oh, it's
somewhere.
Just a montage.
Okay, how badly did this kid beat up? Like, come on.
And the next one, we're gonna take you to Russia. You know?
No, they can't afford Russia. They're just going to go, like, Alaska. They can't go all the way to Russia.
And then the third one was probably pretty close to Thunder in Paradise, like, where he gave him some fucking weapons.
And on a motorboat.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's where they did the final fight.
He's fighting fucking aliens.
I want to see these movies now.
It would have been in 87 and fucking Vince Bell. You know what's big this year? Predator, man. We're going to have you fight a fucking alien. You know?
Well, that's why they put him in Suburban Commando.
Yeah. No Holds Barred 3, Alien Warfare. I can see it now.
And you know what the next step is after that? Rip's going to be babysitting some kids.
Yeah.
Jesus. He retired.
Oh, how badly did his brother get beat up?
He's a fucking paraplegic now. He's just in the hospital fucking... He hasn't even been in the hospital for fucking 24 hours and had a fucking bath and prayers and
got drowned in like a freaking isolation bubble.
They gave him the fucking Chicano fucking healing where they fucking gave him some fucking warm 7-Up, fucking put some Carmex on the middle of his chest.
They gave him a little bit of the Michigan cure, which is Verner's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else do they do, Venom? Carmex on the middle of the chest, some warm 7-Up. I don't know what else, man.
Hot poker up the ass.
Yeah.
Now that sounds like my kind of evening.
God damn it. Why do I even fucking speak?
Vix. That's a racial term.
Better be walk right
what
into
else?
It. Thank you.
Rub a fucking raw egg on your forehead. All that stuff.
Yep. Michigan Cures is warm Coke and burners.
Why? What would this do?
I don't know.
He's stuck in the room with them.
Well, they're going to attempt to...
rape her as well?
Have you not seen a Van Damme movie before when they always hold the girl hostage that he's in love with?
Oh, these two fuckers couldn't hold anything hostage. I could beat them up. Fuck's sake. He could beat them up and he's in a fucking wheelchair. Hit me, Rip.
We're gonna fuck your bitch while we see you fucking get your ass beat.
Ten
like
minutes,
it.
Heather.
You
then you go down.
Yeah.
All right,
and then
Heather.
Stay down. Yeah.
You
hear
make
that,
you
Heather?
Look good for 10 minutes. Then you go down, Heather.
I'll be saying that to you, Nudie.
All right. But I'm gonna go down before
right.
the 10 minutes.
Nudie.
You gotta go down first, not the 10 minutes.
Yeah, so you gotta go down right away.
Yeah. Gets the ball rolling, as they say.
Right. Exactly. Rolling. Like oils up the pipes, you know.
Why is everyone wearing evening gowns to go to a fucking wrestling event? This isn't boxing.
Heather, don't lie. You did this when you went to your wrestling events. You were all decked
out
in wrestling gowns.
Right.
I just love how this whole movie ignores the fact that Hulk Hogan is, I mean, Rip is under contract to the WWF.
Right.
You think Vince McMahon would be suing this guy right now?
You'd think somebody would have been arrested for almost killing the little white kid.
Right? No. Well, actually, it is a white, blonde-haired kid, so yeah, I'm surprised no one got arrested or shot.
Really?
And, of course,
guys
the hot
are all
chicks
racist.
Are hanging
around the
front there.
This guy. Rip
him. This movie is so great.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much, Heather.
It's
stupid
fucking
white fucking bow tie and his fucking pleated fucking shirt in the front. So awful.
Rip him.
I'll go down.
Rip
him. I'll go down.
Oh, look at these, like, fucking bitches all in, like, outfits. Oh my God, I can't think.
Oh my God, it's a monster!
Pads. I'll get those for you, Nudie.
It's Braun Strowman.
Yeah, you'll need those knee pads when you go to visit Nudie, Heather. Trust me, I know.
Oh, I meant for him.
For Nudie.
I have a pillow.
I just use my wife's flip flops.
that ain't oh, never mind.
Right under my knees.
That's the best wrestling outfit ever.
I got nothing to say.
You can say it. It don't bother me. It don't bother me, Nudie.
No, I'm not.
There's a battle right here. You made my brother paraplegic. I must make you pay.
And then my brother feels all my pain. Oh no, Rip. Oh no, he's gonna take his belt off and hit him with it.
Oh no. You'd like some BDSM, Rip? Time to get oiled up and sexy in here.
Why doesn't she leave? They're not even keeping her there.
Right, they're not even paying attention to her at all.
Why doesn't she just get up and fucking fuck out?
I think the cops are still in there.
No, they're not. Get out, pussy.
Wait.
Turnbuckle crunch.
What are you going to do?
Come on, fucking crippled brother, help me.
Fucking paraplegic brother.
Roll your ass in here and kick some ass.
Shake the thing.
Oh, no. What is it with her getting hurt throughout this entire movie?
Oh, Jesus.
What did you do? Go by ringside and encourage him?
This would have been a good one for Is It Really That Bad?
It would have been.
And it is that bad. It is that bad.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can watch other Hulk Hogan movies for Is It Really That Bad? Because they're all that bad.
Yeah. At least this one incorporates wrestling.
An amazing outfit and lines such as, "You build walls better than I do." Oh no, she got away!
Get her! Yes!
Venom's like, I need another hit.
Only 10 minutes. Don't
Venom, if you do
company.
Not give this a 10 out of 10 by the end, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Who?
Well, get your disappointment face ready, then.
His review at the end might be longer than the episode.
I
oh
can almost
God,
guarantee
no,
it won't.
Close. Oh, she did it.
Sucker and sugar cash.
Man, there's so much violence towards women in this fucking film.
Told you to shoot her.
Like, is this a thing, Heather? Do women just like just being talked to like that? Damn.
Oh, no. There's a lot of things that would have happened.
Yeah.
You didn't know
that? I thought you knew Heather, Scott.
On that fucking
camera. Scott, what do you mean? You didn't know that's how to get women wet in the fucking pants? That's how you talk to her, bro.
I guess not. Damn.
Been doing wrong all these years, bro.
Here I am being nice to Heather. Damn.
Yeah, call them fucking idiots and that just... That's the panty soaker right there, man.
Vomit on them in the middle of sex?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Gotta just... Well, you know, I just do the nudie move. I just shit on their fucking chest.
Oh, yeah. Give them the Cleveland steamer sometimes, too.
Yeah. Rock back and forth on it.
Oh my god.
Heather's buying a one-way ticket now.
Oh man, I can't wait.
She's already on her way.
Already, I'm packing my stuff as we speak.
She
took oh, look, they got her.
Oh no!
Hey!
But the dude's managed
oh,
to try to take
hey!
Not the Soul Trainer. He ain't going down there.
He's getting laid for sure tonight.
Unbelievable!
Yes, break his neck! Yeah.
Pull his stupid
oh,
fucking
Rip,
hair out.
Oh, is he trying to find his girlfriend?
They're gonna bring her to the side of the ring, and he's like, "All
oh.
right."
Oh no, not a hook! Fuck.
What?
Oh no. He can see his brother.
Watch out, Rip.
And his brother's going to motivate him.
Focus, Rip. Focus. You got this.
And then he looks at Rip, and he's like, "Rip, he raped me." And then Rip gets fucking pissed.
That's why I can't walk.
That's why I can't walk.
Rip, he had prison sex with me. Get up.
It's time to Hulk up.
Oh, yeah.
Were they actually going to air that if he didn't move?
Right.
They would have.
Come on, Venom. In the 80s, audience loved violence.
They loved watching guys getting impaled on television.
See, he's trying to rip his face off now. It's going to be like the scene in Dead Alive where he just ripped the face right off the skull.
Stop it!
Bite his thumb, Rip.
Oh my
Bite
god,
him in
he's
the balls.
Hear his voice.
Oh, he snapped his neck in half.
Oh, he's dead!
Yay!
Oh no!
Oh, he's gonna see her. And it's gonna motivate him.
Do they put tape or aluminum foil on his fucking boots?
Duct tape.
Oh.
Oh my god, he's moving his finger.
He moved his pinky. No, Charlie, no.
Oh, he's gonna kill Mickey.
Oh, damn. Oh, well, he's gonna Hulk out.
Steroids are gonna kick the fuck in.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming back.
He's gonna roid rage.
All the power of the Rippamaniacs.
Oh. All the little rippers drinking their milk and taking their vitamins.
First to the stage.
Leave her alone.
Stupid brother.
Yeah, they totally thought this was going to be the next Rocky series.
They
totally did.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to have tears in this part. They're going to be crying in this part.
Oh my god.
I mean, I'm shocked that it didn't become the next Rocky series. I mean, look how great this movie is.
I mean, it is about as good as Rocky 3 or... No, I'd say...
No.
Rocky 4 or 5.
5, yeah. Uh-oh.
The Hulkster is here.
It's as good as Creed 2.
He's going to rip the other half of your eyebrow off now.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother, you get it.
Yeah.
This might
be... like you're tagging that poon.
This might be the worst movie we've ever done on this show.
I'm so proud of myself.
No, you have taken over for Scott. It.
No,
I'm so happy to hear this.
It might be the second worst, but...
No, but we've had a lot of fun.
Yes. No, I was completely exhausted.
You're welcome on that one, Android.
Yeah, that one. I was with Venom on that one, dude. I was about to cut my wrists after that fucking one.
Guys, this movie has motivated me. If
this Rick isn't bad,
it, I can do anything.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, I might even. I'll tell you what, it's better than Short Circuit. I think I said that earlier in the show.
We're gonna do that now that you say that. That's gonna be my next pick.
Do Short Circuit 2 as well.
Ugh.
Oh my god, no! Double feature with Thunder in Paradise.
Yes. Oh!
Los Lobos kicks your ass! Los Lobos kicks your face!
The axe smash.
Get him, Rip!
Stick his head through the wall, Rip.
Sorry, this fight is going on way too long. Like, how
I thought
many
you
times
it when it goes on
get
long,
his ass kicked and come back? Oh my god!
Yeah, I would have changed the channel by now.
Like, holy fuck, guys. And now he's beating up everybody.
I thought you liked it when it went long, Heather.
Oh, he knocked his brother out of the chair.
When it's good. Now I'm just getting dry and chased and hungry.
Getting rug burn?
Yeah, I'm getting rug burn. I want that.
That's the review that this movie needs. No holds barred, dries up pussies.
Dries up.
There you go.
It dries up pussies, but makes Scott's dick hard.
Because
all
the
fuck does it at this point?
It's true. Well, you know, it's been 6 months.
Oh, no. This scene is way too long.
Not long enough.
Oh, my God.
It's like they took cues out of the fucking Double Dragon 2 video game for this fucking movie. And a bad guy.
God. Oh no!
Faceplant. Oh! The old knee fucking.
He's
look, he's actually breaking
shit.
A sweat. He's acting.
Huh. Oh no, now he's gonna destroy the room!
Oh, the people can't even see it on TV? That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Right, like, you're just ruining all the entertainment for everybody.
Yeah.
Man, this looks like something big.
Everyone, I hope this wasn't a pay-per-view.
But it's 1999, the movie and the match.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he's going to rip.
Idiot.
I can see Vince and Hogan right in the scene, like, yeah, yeah. So when they're playing the drink, and the other guy goes crazy, broadcasting. Yeah, yeah.
Throw him through the glass.
Fucking golden. Fucking golden.
Hey, he's not cross-eyed anymore.
He killed him.
Oh,
he's dead.
Oh, that's it.
And Rip just murdered someone.
Yep, it's really no holds barred.
Nice.
Now he looks up.
Hell.
You know you're in trouble when Hulk gives you that look.
Oh, man. What you gonna do when the Ripster comes for you?
Fucked up.
You stay away.
Oh, we got another death. Oh, look at him.
The hell?
So realistic.
I think he just shit his pants.
Dookie!
Dookied!
Woo, he's dead!
Yay, he did it!
Yay, murder!
Yay, everyone's a murderer! We just witnessed two murders! Yay!
Yeah.
You murdered him, literally! We're so proud of you!
Your life Hunger Games for Battle Royal! Yay! I think you can stand now! Wow.
Whew.
Man, that music too. Wow.
I think I've just decided I'm canceling Heather's Christmas gift.
Think I just decided I'm getting Heather more gifts.
So now that we finished that, you know, definitely, we're just going to go around and get
it. Listen to that song.
Oh.
No.
Look, they even named the guy Dookie.
Is he there?
Oh, the guy who shit his pants.
What?
Yeah.
What
are you talking to, Heather?
Where's Android?
I'm right here.
Yes. Are you going to give your thoughts?
Oh, I think you're cutting out a little bit, Heather.
Oh.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit.
Speak louder.
Yeah. I'll give you my thoughts on this.
Sure.
Okay, so I don't think I've seen this movie since it went direct to video. What year was this made, Nudie?
89.
Yeah, so in 89 when it came out, I saw it on direct to video, like when it hit the video store. And it's as shitty as I remember it. It's just got that Hogan McMahon signature all over it. Just, it's so fucking just ham-fisted, just shitty, fucking dumb storyline. But I will say it does have a funny allure to it because it's so bad. Like, this would have been a perfect show for a perfect movie for our other show that we do. But the fighting was okay in it. It was really corny. It was really slapsticky, very formulaic. And it wasn't that bad, but it was pretty bad. But just for nostalgic purposes and just really goofy fucking funny shit, I will give it a 5 out of 10. It was not that bad, but it definitely wasn't that good. Like, I enjoyed it. It was okay.
Awesome. Let's go to Nudie.
Oh, yes. 89, I was 20, and I was big time into the wrestling. I thought this thing was hilarious when I was 20. Now that I'm...
How old are you?
This movie is terrible. I mean, it is not good in the least bit. I mean, we had fun with it, but good God, it really is terrible. I'm probably going to give it a 3. I don't like this movie, and it's not even the Duke of Dorchester could save this movie for me.
That is fair. Let's move it over to Venom. Venom, are you still alive?
Venom, can you hear me?
Venom, if you had to choose between Black Christmas 2019 and this movie...
Is the Black Plague an option? Because I think I'd rather do that.
Yes, or Black Plague.
Okay. Oh, Heather, Heather, Heather. How dare you put this much hate in my heart right before Christmas?
Yes.
Wow, this, I don't know. This is a first-time watch for me. I've seen bits and pieces of this movie, and I always knew it just didn't really interest me. As I said while we were watching it, I was a wrestling fan in the 80s, but, you know, I had moments where I fell out of it. Late 80s, early 90s, I wasn't watching at all, and obviously this movie came out during that time. Watching it now as an adult, I can see the allure. I could see how wrestling fans, maybe 15 years old and younger, might have really gotten into this, but... watching it now as an adult, especially watching it now for the first time, this was a painful film. This has some pretty weak writing. The performances, obviously you don't expect wrestlers to be the greatest actors, but at the same time, you hope that the supporting cast will make up for it. And unfortunately, our villain was pretty cool, you know, as far as an actor, but... Nobody else in this film of the non-wrestlers was entertaining in the slightest. It was, this just felt like a USA up all night movie that happened to have Hulk Hogan in it. So, not the worst thing I've ever seen, obviously. And for a movie, you know, basically written by a wrestling promoter and a wrestling superstar, in a weekend, locked with a bag of cocaine in a hotel room. It, you know, they could have done a lot worse, I guess. For whatever it's worth, it's competently put together. It's just poorly written, poorly shot, poorly edited, poorly packaged, poorly soundtracked, poorly scored. anything else? No. I don't want to come off like, you know, I'm being a big Scrooge or anything, which makes sense at least for the season. But yeah, this was painful, and you know, much like a heart attack, I hope I never have to see this again.
Yes. What's your number rating?
I'll go with a 3. I'll go with Nudie. You know, like I said, there's some competence in this movie, just not very much.
Yeah, not much at all.
Awesome. All right, Scotty.
All right, so kind of like you, Heather, I have not seen this since I was very young, maybe when I was like 11, 12 years old, and I remember loving it back then, but that's because I was a huge wrestling fan at the time. Watching it now, oh man, the dialogue is just amazing in such a bad way. Like, it's just so entertaining because it's so bad. I would have to give this... 4 out of 10. Like, this is one of those movies, though, just like I brought up before on the show, it is so much fun to watch with a bunch of friends just to make fun of it, but sitting by yourself, there's no way.
Well, that's fair. This movie is like the biggest piece of crap I've ever sat through. I didn't realize, like, I saw it when I was like a fucking baby, and it's fucking horrible. It's poorly acted, the wrestling shit. There's a lot of domestic violence in it for no reason. But I have got a signature line from it, which is, there's always time for cock, which I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give this movie a 2, but I give my time tonight with you gentlemen a 10 out of 10, because there's nothing I'd rather do than make fucking offensive jokes with the four of you. So.
Aww.
you know, the movie may suck donkey dick, but none of you guys do except for maybe Scott.
Yeah, oh. I was going to say, don't cut me out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was, I mean, notwithstanding, guys, it was great reviewing this shit fest with you. It was fucking awesome. It wasn't as exhausting as Joysticks. No.
I still
least...
hold the title.
Well, that least... movie was just dumb.
I hadn't been that exhausted since Creepshow 3.
Oh, God.
Oh, that movie's pretty bad.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, good times, though. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
So who's up next?
That's me, and I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to pick yet. I've narrowed it down to two or three films. It's going to depend on the mood I'm in over the next couple of days, so we'll see. If the sting of watching this movie lasts more than a couple of days, then I've got a torture movie for you. But if somehow my mood turns around in the next couple of days, then I've got a couple of good options. And, you know, ultimately, I'm not very good at holding grudges. So
just watch the Christmas gift I sent you.
Well,
can we have a hint
that,
of what the torture movie is?
What's that?
What's the torture movie?
I'm going to keep it to myself because I think I might use it in the future.
Look who's talking.
Yeah. I was like, don't, I mean, don't worry, Venom. If you don't choose the bad movie, my turn is right after yours.
Very nice.
He's going to pick something like fucking Mannequin or Mannequin 2 on the Move. Something real shitty.
Oh, my God. Johnny 5 is Alive, part 2.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Thank you. Come again.
Ugh.
All right, so yeah, that was your It's Not Horror, okay.
Episode for 2020.
Yeah.
Yes, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and all that fun shit.
Yes, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Chinooka.
Hopefully 2021 will be a lot better for everybody, and we can stop wearing these damn masks everywhere we go.
It'll be fine.
Oh, fuck you, I look good in my masks.
I got different masks.
Yeah, that's true. There's not too many people that get improved when they have to wear a mask, but you are one of them, Ben.
We'll leave
that on that last joke there. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Adios.